In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory to God forever.
A couple weeks ago, late afternoon, and it had rained quite a bit that day, the thick gray clouds that had covered the skies in the west finally started to break up. And I'm sure you've seen this before. The clouds are parted and light streams down in a bright, unbroken beam. Just beautiful. It's like a pillar of light coming down through a hole in the clouds. If there's a little mist in the air, the effect is even more astounding. It looks like you could climb that beam of light right up into heaven. It looks like that beam of light is heaven coming down to earth. And that weather phenomenon, it's got a technical name, but in popular parlance, it's called a Jacob's ladder. A Jacob's ladder. Go to a weather website, type in Jacob's ladder, and you'll see some gorgeous photography. But this ladder of light we call a Jacob's ladder gets its name from a Bible story going all the way back to Genesis. Patriarch Jacob was traveling, and it got late, so he makes a bed on the ground, uses a stone for a pillow. And of course, he's weary from traveling, and so he falls fast asleep. And Jacob has a dream. He dreams that there's a ladder stretching from earth to heaven, and the angels were ascending and descending. They're going up and down the ladder, and God himself stood in heaven at the top of the ladder, and he spoke to Jacob. And God told Jacob he would have offspring as numerous as the numbers of the particles of dirt on the earth. And they would spread north and south. They would spread east and west across the whole world. And then God says to Jacob, in your offspring, all the families of earth will be blessed. In your offspring, all the families of the earth will be blessed. And this vision, this dream, is what we name the beams of light after a storm. It's how it got its name, Jacob's ladder. Now, obviously, Jacob's vision of this ladder extending and connecting earth to heaven is more important than just naming weather phenomena. In Jacob's dream, heaven itself is opened. The ladder connects earth to heaven. It's both directions. Angels are ascending and descending. The direction is God coming to us and us going up to God. And God is able to be experienced on earth. And on this ladder, heaven comes to earth as earth is brought to heaven. Now, this story is read for the celebration of the Nativity of the Virgin Mary, which we are celebrating today. We read it last night at Vespers. And one might wonder, what does the vision of the ladder connecting earth and heaven have to do with the birth of the Virgin Mary? Well, first, think of what God says to Jacob from the top of the ladder. In your offspring, all the families of the earth will be blessed. Offspring can mean the whole group, in a sense of, in your nation, the whole world will be blessed. And it can also mean a specific descendant, in the sense of you're going to have a special descendant, and in that offspring, all the families of the earth will be blessed. In the specific descendant interpretation, that offspring, that seed, is of course Christ, the Son of God. The Lord God himself, the one who is standing at the top of the ladder, is the one that will descend the ladder as an offspring of Jacob and bless all the families of the earth. A second reason Jacob's dream is read for the feast of the Nativity of the Virgin Mary is that if the Lord himself is descending the ladder to earth, then for us as church, we see Mary as the ladder. The ladder on which the Lord descends is an image of Mary, the woman from whom the Lord will take flesh. The woman whose birth we celebrate today is the woman who will give birth to the Son of God. When God enters the world through the womb of Mary, heaven and earth are united to one. When God enters the world through the womb of Mary, heaven and earth are finally joined together. You can see how the image of light breaking through cloud deck and finally reaching the earth got the name Jacob's Ladder because heaven and earth are finally coming together after that separation of these dark clouds. It's a visual of heaven coming to earth and earth united to heaven. And Mary is the ladder through whom the Lord comes to his creation. Now, as we said, when God told Jacob from the top of the ladder, "In your offspring, all the families of the earth will be blessed," while offspring certainly means the specific descendant Christ, offspring can also mean the whole group. It can mean all his descendants. In Christ, that collective offspring is the church. And therefore, in the church, the Lord also comes to the world. In the church, all the families of the earth are indeed blessed. We are the offspring called to bless all the families of the earth. We become ladders through whom the Lord brings heaven to earth. You being a Jacob's ladder of the Lord himself, you have the grace to bless the families of this earth. Not on your own power, of course, but as a ladder on whom Christ will descend. In Jesus Christ, you are a means of light coming to the earth through the storm clouds. Now finally, today, we welcome and we celebrate Starling becoming a full-fledged member of Jacob's offspring. By the church being a ladder of God's light, Starling was blessed. The light of heaven was brought to her life in a particular way, in a particular time, by a particular group of people. And this conversion, this sealing of your reception into the Orthodox faith, by no means negates your journey of faith from an earlier life. All those previous journeys, all those previous victories and trials were preparing you for the day when the light of the Orthodox faith shined on you. When the light of the Orthodox faith blessed your life, when the clouds were parted and the light came down. The sealing in the Spirit is not in any way a denial of one's previous faith journey, but rather it's the fulfillment of it. It's the fulfillment of that journey. And the grace of it is that you were not only blessed by Jacob's offspring bringing heaven to you, you now are Jacob's offspring, a member of the body of Christ, sealed in the Holy Spirit, a ladder through whom heaven can touch earth, a person through whom the families of this world can be blessed. In other words, Starling, God will bless the world through you, just like he does through every human being sealed in his Holy Spirit. We read the story of Jacob's ladder at the Vespers for the Nativity of the Virgin Mary because we see Mary as the preeminent ladder that brought earth to heaven. But we are also reminded that we too, each one of us, are called and capable of being a ladder in whom the Lord comes to the world. So the next time you see a Jacob's ladder after a storm, that beam of light coming down through the clouds, first think that's an image of Mary uniting earth to heaven in the sun in her womb. But also think, that could be me. That should be me. I should have a participation in bringing light to this world after the storm, that through you, the Lord may indeed bless all the families of the earth. Amen.